I'm not surprised to find you here, my child. I've heard of your disgrace, the plague you've brought down on us. Do you come to pray for the Lord's forgiveness? Let it be said from the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 19. Repent, then, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Get off of there. Your knees belong on the floor. You don't get to pray in comfort. You will suffer until you truly repent. The Lord wouldn't pay mind to a disgrace like you anyway. You'll have to prove your sincerity to me first. Speak to me, whore. Tell me the extent of your sins. Look at me when you speak. No, stay on your knees. Look up to me. Pray to me. I am your saviour. Your only hope. Pray to me, child. Confess. Confess it all. Yes, I understand. That's what I have heard. Tell me, how did this trace come to light? Why is it now public? A child. I see you bear new life within you. A beautiful gift. But would you bring a child into the world, a bastard? What infant deserves this tainted start? And to be raised by a mother as vile as you, what a terrible fate. What's that in your hand? A rosary? Hail Mary? You think the Blessed Virgin can save you? She does not have ears for filth. She does not hear the empty prayers of a slut. Give it to me. Your words are meaningless. I don't hear any sincerity behind them. Not a hint of repentance. Do not back away from me, child. You still need to worship me. I can connect you with the Lord. Seeing as your mouth is useless for prayers, put it to work on me instead. Don't look so shocked, no tears. I already know what you've done. This is what whores do. So do it. Revelation chapter 3, verse 19. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Do you understand, child? Your suffering is the Lord's will. I am acting as the hand of God to punish you for your sins. And until you truly repent for your sins, I will continue to punish you. Do you understand, slut? I asked you a question. Even with my cock in your mouth, you can still confirm. Do you understand? You're not that stupid. Nod if you fucking understand me. Feel that around your throat? The beads of your rosary digging in, cutting off your ear. Seems fitting to me. A symbol of your faith coming out to encourage your atonement. You whores always suck so much better when there's a bit of a threat involved. Come on, keep it up. You're not done until I come in your disgraceful little throat. But don't worry. Your little slut tongue will get me off soon enough. Repent, child. Seek forgiveness via acts that got you in this situation. Lament upon your actions, you filthy little whore. That's come on, get up now. Over to the altar quickly. I'm just going to get a few things out of the drawer here. Some rope to keep you restrained. And I'll just set this knife over here in case you get any ideas about fighting back. Just hold still and let me get you all secured. There we go. Your arms together behind your back here. Quit your struggling. Stop it. It's going to happen either way. You need this. Cut your ankles. Hold still. This is part of your penance. Do not kick me. There is no need to make this harder for yourself. Panties off in your mouth. I'll just wrap this last length around for a nice gag. I really don't need to hear you anymore. Perfect. One more thing I need from the drawer. The crucifix. Accept Jesus as your savior, whore. Scream all you want. You're barely making a sound through that gag anyway. The cross is staying in until you're bleeding. I'm going to fuck that little abomination out of you. Suffer. Feel the despair that matches your transgression. Despite it all, you're still nothing more than a whore. Hear me, Luke chapter 13, verse 3. I tell you no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish. You have failed me. You have failed to repent. You have failed the Lord. So in the name of the Lord, you must perish. I knew before you came in this morning that your fate would be. I knew you would never truly repent. Look, in the cemetery, a fresh grave just for you. A final resting place to bury your abhorrent, sinning corpse when I'm finished with you. Let me get that rope out of your mouth now. There you go. Wow, that pleads. The pleading started quickly. Don't kill me, I'm sorry, I repent, I do. It is way too late, you are beyond saving. You are the salt of this earth and must be put back into it. Let the water purify you. It can cleanse you to start new. Wash away your sins. There is nothing I could do for you, child. You were beyond saving. Eternal rest grant unto thee, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. Through the mercy of God, rest in peace.